Okay, a joke. No pressure. I could have gone with the Hebrews thing, right? How do you know who's supposed to make the coffee? Hebrews. I could have gone with that one, but I passed. Could have gone with the phone joke about how it's a local call from Nebraska to God as opposed to Alabama or Kansas, you know. Could have gone with that one. Could go with the very first joke I told in here. Show of hands, how many of you remember that joke? See, I may go with that joke, all right? I did have this joke ready to go until somebody decided to raise the bar. I got time. Put your arm down, Bob. There was a gentleman one day I heard story about that started reading about sugar. He'd heard about sugar, but the more he read, the more he came to discover how bad sugar was. At least the sugar that he liked was bad for him. And the more he read, the more anxious he got about all of these sugars that he was enjoying. And he then started to read about carbohydrates. And the more he started reading about carbs, the more anxious he got, because all the bad carbs were the carbs that he liked the best. And the more he read, the more anxious he got, and the more anxious he got, he finally decided one day he made a New Year's resolution. He was going to give up reading. I should have loaded a laugh track in. That way I had it covered, you know? Okay. If it ain't ringing, sit down, Bob. Sit down. Sit down. All right. It just so happens I want to talk about when we entertain angels. You know, and that really comes down to how we treat one another and all those who we come in contact with. It's so important that we care for one another in every moment of every day. Because we all know those other moments. You know, we all know the cartoon about that couple that comes to church for the first time and sits in somebody else's pew that's been sitting there. For the record, some of you are in the wrong seat, so everybody get up and move so that I'm comfortable with where everybody's at. That would be better for me. Thank you. But, you know, we've read about that joke. I've shared with you, you know, when it comes to driving, most all of us have probably, if not been in the middle of experiencing somebody expressing their thoughts about driving, or, you know, we've been in the middle of it. I remember I was living in Kearney at the time, okay? I had actually never experienced road rage in my life, and I had lived in Dallas, Texas. You would think if there was going to be road rage experience, that's where I was going to experience it. Never did. You know, I didn't even hear anybody honk at me in Dallas, if you can imagine that. I can't, but it happened. Lived in Lincoln, lived in Omaha, never really found anything. And then one day I was in Kearney, coming off of this little side road. I mean, there wasn't anybody but me on this road. When all of a sudden this other car came across, cut in front of me, and then slowed down next to me and began to express their feelings about me, verbally and sign language, in case they thought I couldn't understand what they were saying. Now, what really, as I experienced that and did my best to not respond, for the record, I did not respond to that experience until I happened to notice as they were driving by me, they had that little fish symbol on the back of their car. That prompted me to speed up and roll down my window and explain to them that it's too bad they feel that way when they have that symbol on the back of their car. Now I... And that... Ha ha! I really doubt you're getting any phone calls now. Yeah, you know. Oh. Amen. Let's pass the offering plate. No. Yeah, I never had control. Oh, I never had it, you know. But we do know those experiences in life, you know, where somebody expresses that those feelings of frustration, those invitation for opportunity, whatever you want to call that. And so it is so very important to hear what Paul is saying in Hebrews. Let me read it to you again. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. For some have entertained angels without knowing it. We have to be ready. We never know when that moment will happen. We'll never know when we are entertaining angels, but we have to be ready, whether it's at our home or whether it's at church. And, you know, yes, my mother and my father and even my wife work very hard to remind me that I need to pick up and clean up. And those are important, yes. You know, we got to be ready that way, but we just got to be ready to receive. When the moment presents itself, we have to be ready to receive. A couple years ago, and I still remember this, it was mid-morning, and Vicki and I and Judy were all just kind of gathered around, like we usually do, Vicki's desk, and we're chatting, when this gentleman comes walking in. None of us knew him, and we all were communicating that with our eyes as he came in, which usually meant somebody was coming in asking for gas money or help with something. And so, you know, I'm gearing up for that moment. When he looks at us and he says, "Found this money. I've tried two other churches. I'm here to give it to you, the third church." Now, okay, guess what? We're all already in new territory. I asked the man, because he made it a point that he had tried two other churches and before he left it with us. I said, "Well, what was it about the other two churches that caused you to pass by them and come here?" He said, "Because their doors were locked." Mid-morning of a weekday. Entertaining angels means, if nothing else, the doors have to be unlocked. The doors have to be open to entertain angels. Because you also only get one chance at making a good first impression, right? We all know that phrase. You got that first shot of making a good impression. That's what's so key, is making sure we make that good first impression. And I would suggest to you that the parable that Jesus shared in our gospel lesson is the very first impression we're to make, and that impression is to be humble. To not sit at the head of the table for fear of being moved down, but rather recognizing the need to be the servant. To recognize to needing to be the most humble. To recognizing the needs that we place everybody else in front of us to care for them, because we don't know who is an angel and who we need to care for and how we need to love them until that moment comes when we're invited to move up. But it starts by maintaining a humble attitude. And finally, we entertain angels by making sure they know there's room. That there's room for everyone. Most everybody has a house or that space where, you know what, if the guest shows up, they have a place for them. We all know the story about when the kids bring their friends over and it's supper time, and what does the mom and the dad do? Well, that's all right, we just grill up another pound of hamburger. We have to be ready to make space. There should always be a space. We should always feel like, you know what, no matter what happens and when it happens, we are ready to entertain anyone and everyone who crosses our path, whether it be for a moment, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we come together this day, being in community, recognizing your call and how we are to care for one another as if we are all angels. Recognizing that we need to know that in that moment, that is how we are to be there. Because that's who you call us to be. You sent Jesus to give and lead, provide the guidance, then to stay humble. Gracious God, as we continue to move forward, may all everywhere find us to be willing to entertain all those who we meet. Amen.